Peter Wolf, frontman for the Jay Giles Band, was born on this date in 1946. After graduating from high school, he hitchhiked through the Midwest. In Chicago, he became involved in a couple of blues and folk music societies while studying painting at the University of Chicago. While there, he visited the Southside Blues Club, drawing influences from the musicians he saw there. With a grant to study at the Boston Museum School of Fine Arts, he became a disc jockey on WBCN-FM, hosting a show called The All Night House Party. While still in college in Boston, Wolf joined his first musical group, comprised of fellow art students. In 1967, he formed the group that would go on to become the Jay Giles Band, which began playing clubs around New England. Their first big break was a chance to play at the Fillmore East in New York City, and they became known for their marathon live performances, with Wolf establishing a reputation as a particularly dynamic frontman. The group was signed to Atlantic Records and toured constantly over the next couple of years, performing as special guests with the Rolling Stones throughout the U.S. and Europe. In 1983, the group was at the height of its popularity and had gone 17 years without a personnel change. Finally, the band members went their separate ways, and Wolf went on to produce numerous film soundtracks and run art exhibits of his original paintings. In 1984, he released his first solo album, Lights Out, followed in 1987 by Come As You Are, which spurred the hit single of the same name. In 1989, after a six-month songwriting retreat in Nashville, he recorded his third solo album, Up to No Good, which appeared the following year. In 1994, Wolf assembled a group of musicians and began playing clubs as a way to test out newer material on live audiences. It was the live feeling he so successfully captured on Long Line, his 1996 reprise Warner Brothers release. Fool's Parade followed 2 years later. President Theodore Roosevelt signed a proclamation creating the Ozark National Forest on this date in 1908. During this period of extensive forest cutting, Roosevelt had established the Arkansas National Forest in 1907, renamed the Ouachita National Forest in 1926, recognizing that the forests needed to be protected. Many of the efforts of early forest rangers centered not on the issue of preventing the cutting of trees, but on fire suppression because of the common practice among pioneers of using fire to clear and cultivate land. Although Roosevelt's actions appear far-sighted to present-day environmentalists, other voices had already begun to be raised in the name of conservation in Arkansas. Their concerns sound familiar: lost species and less natural diversity, silting rivers, and economic hardships caused by overhunting. On this date in 1994, the Supreme Court ruled that parodies that poke fun at an original work can be considered fair use that doesn't require permission from the copyright holder. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.